I'm here to be an all-time great.
You're now rocking with the best.
Purple and yellow.
The Lakers repeat back-to-back.
Oh, he's smoking hot.
The latest Laker news.
Another great Showtime feed.
The greatest Laker show.
This is going to be legendary for a long time.
Lakers all day.
Go Lakers.
Laker Nation, we're alive. I'm your host, Corey Harrison, co-host Big Baby Jonathan from the Big Baby Jonathan Sports Podcast. So, Big Baby, we got some breaking news out of the NBA regarding our Lakers. Avery Bradley is sitting out of the bubble. What are your thoughts?
Just want to say thanks for having me on again, once again, man. And the breaking news is my thoughts about Avery Bradley opting out, not playing in Orlando. I respect it. You know, if it's a family thing, family comes first, and you're not going to be mad at him. So, Avery Bradley, you had a great season with the Lakers, and looking forward to what you have in store for us next year, if you come back or not. If not, then good luck on your new journey, man. I'm not mad or nothing about his decision. You know what I mean? Family comes first because I guess the reason he sat out is because if his son has an illness, which is him sitting out is understandable, to take care of his family. Family's most important to me. That's what I get the sense of. He picked family first, which family's first for me. That's how I look at it. What about you?
Yeah, I'm along the same lines. I mean, it's tough because I feel like Avery Bradley was a good key factor in our success over the course of the season. He was a great defender. He could knock down threes. We saw what he was capable of doing against that one game that he had, all those threes against the Clippers. Mm-hmm. He was a big factor in that win. And I felt like going into the playoffs, we was going to need his defense. We was going to need him to come up big when it came to hitting tough shots. He was a great rotational player. And just like you said, he had a great season. And hopefully, if the news is correct, you know, J.R. Smith has been working out in L.A. He'll be an excellent replacement. So what do you think about J.R. Smith?
It's going to be a good replacement. We need more offense. You know, J.R. Smith, LeBron have chemistry from the days in Cleveland. So I'm looking forward to it. And I know, remember when that video came out of them taking a bike ride together and the comments were like, he's coming to the Lakers, he's coming to the Lakers. Then I guess it, you know, I guess LeBron did his thing. You know, maybe he was working behind the scenes to get J.R. Smith in L.A.
I believe the same thing, too. Like, there's something's been working around the scenes. The team probably already knew that Avery Bradley was already struggling with his son. And now it's just, you know, pretty much breaking news because now they're going to have to see who's coming back because with the season right around the corner, almost a little over a month away, they're basically trying to get all their ducks in a row, who's going to be in the bubble, who's not going to be in the bubble. So this right here is basically giving us confirmation that Avery Bradley is going to sit out. This way we can kind of see what the Lakers can kind of do with that spot. We also did get some more breaking news today that Boogie is going to sit out till next season. He's having some offers from other people, other teams or whatever, but I really honestly think ultimately he's going to pick the Lakers because we took care of him during his rehab. So I think that we probably could still sign Boogie in the future, but I really, really hope that we can possibly go ahead and sign J.R. Smith. I mean, it's a desperation move. We don't know what J.R. Smith has, but whenever he's shooting well, he's also a pretty decent defender as well, and he can knock down a three ball like nobody else can.
100%. J.R. Smith can knock down that three. Frank Vogel's going to preach defense to J.R. Smith. I know a lot of people don't think J.R. Smith can play defense, but Frank Vogel's going to get on him, you know what I mean? And also, another weapon that we have, too, is Deion Waiters. So, we got scores. We got scores now. You know what I mean? I know defense wins championships, but I feel like Frank Vogel's going to get this team in the right direction. I feel like he's going to implement a better game plan in Orlando.
Deion Waiters really have a lot to prove because we still haven't really seen a breakout season from him. When he played with LeBron in Cleveland the first time around, we still needed some more footage of him being the guy. When he went to Miami, he seen we had flashes, but we didn't just see him just take over. Then he had that one incident on the plane, you know, eating the edibles and things like that, and that pretty much done him in Miami. So I'm really interested to see what he actually can bring to the Lakers, because they did hold him out for a little bit. He still has yet to put on that Laker uniform and suit up for the Lakers. So I really want to see what he has, how he's going to fit with the rotation, and what they're going to do with the spot that was open for Avery Bradley.
Yeah, most definitely, man. I'm looking forward to what Deion Waiters has to bring to the table. And just, you know, now, since it's official with the agreement with the NBA and Players Association, let's run it. You know what I mean? We do have to wait till tomorrow or tonight about Dwight's decision as well. You know what I mean? Because Dwight still hasn't said anything. We haven't heard from him. So
I haven't either. If Dwight Howard sits out, it's a toss-up. Like, honestly, like, I mean, I can't sit here and say that they're gonna be the favorites anymore. You know, that right there, like, he came up big. I mean, you know, with just JaVale McGee, what other, you know, AD would have to play the five. He would have to. There's no choice. He would have to play the five. We've talked about this before in previous shows. He would have to, you know, suck it up and play the five. And we'll have JaVale McGee come off the bench. But really, man, like, that really hurts. That hurts losing those two players.
Yeah, it would hurt. It's going to hurt if Dwight sits out. We don't know yet. We just got to wait and find out. You know what I mean? And if Dwight sits out, I'm going to respect it. You know what I mean? Dwight, if you listen to this, if you sit out, do what you got to do, man. 100%. You know what I mean? Fully support of what you do, man. But because I did see about Boogie sitting out, and then Sam Amico tweeted that DeMarcus Cousins is still talking to the Lakers about coming back.
I don't know. The report that I've seen that he is sitting out for the rest of the season and rehabbing to 2021.
But then the Sam Amico one was a little bit later than that, saying that he's talking to playoff teams and then he's still in contact with the Lakers. So I would take Boogie if Dwight sits out. Boogie, let's run it. You feel me? That's what I would do.
The only thing about Boogie's situation, we know what he can do offensively when he's healthy, but we know that Boogie is a defensive liability.
Yeah, that's true. He is a defensive liability, but I feel like if you have a great coaching staff like Frank Vogel, Lionel Hollins, Jason Kidd, they're going to implement that defense in DeMarcus Cousins. Lionel Hollins is a defensive-minded coach, so he's going to push Cousins. You know what I mean? I like Lionel Hollins as a coach and as a defensive coach, so I'm looking forward to seeing what the Lakers do. You know what I mean? Just we got to wait and see now.
He's an underrated passer as well. He's one of the best passing big men out of the post that the league has once he's healthy. I do like some of the creativity they can have with having a caliber player like Boogie passing out of the post, getting people open looks. You know, I love to see him pass out the post and Danny Green is sitting in that corner. You know, like, that's, you know how Danny Green is. He's sitting in that corner. He's like the forgotten man over there. Big shots. We need a three. Danny Green is right over there, and he's reliable.
Yeah, most definitely, man. And also, too, there's more minutes for Alex Caruso, more minutes for Rondo, more minutes for KCP. If Dwight sits out, this championship is going to be tough, but everybody has to step up 100% in Orlando. They got to step up. Next man up.
You know how Rondo plays in the playoffs. Rondo is a different beast.
Yep.
Rondo.
Yep. He turns it up. You know, he flips that switch. That's what great veterans do. They turn it up when they need to. And if Rondo could contribute like he's been doing in the playoffs, let's go see what happens. You know what I mean?
So, also, I want to kind of talk about Jason Kidd and his situation. Jason Kidd did receive some offers to be the Knicks coach.
My thoughts about that. If you want to be a Knicks coach, man, do your thing. Jason Kidd, if you leave, I'm not going to be mad. You're going to pursue your coaching. You know what I mean? If you want to go coach the Knicks, then do your thing, man. I'm not going to bash you, because it's just, if you feel like it's a better opportunity in New York, then do your thing, Jason Kidd. I'm not going to be upset at you if you take that job. You know, it would be cool for you to stay with the Lakers, but if you want to go coach the Knicks, salute to you. Good luck on your new journey. That's how I feel.
I think that would be like a crazy dumb move for him to leave the Lakers to go coach the Knicks, because we already know the Knicks culture is toxic. Their mm-hmm. culture is toxic. The owner has really, really made it really hard for anyone want to, you know, play with the Knicks. That's a storied franchise. You know, playing in New York in the Garden. Mm-hmm. A lot of players has talked about going there and playing the Knicks, being in that Garden, that historic arena. But a lot of its luster and its appeal has, you know, kind of lost over the years, particularly with the situation with Charles Oakley, the situation with Spike Lee. I just don't think that would be a good look for Jason Kidd. Mm-hmm. It was reported when the Lakers got Jason Kidd that he was kind of like the shadow head coach, that they was basically going to, you know, have Frank Vogel run it as a trial. But Frank Vogel's success really honestly solidified him as the number one guy, the head coach. And so now Jason Kidd is fielding offers from other teams.
Yeah, I get that. Because I know the reports earlier when we signed Frank Vogel, oh, Jason Kidd's going to be the coach by the end of the year. And Jason Kidd is a great assistant coach. But, hey, if you want to go coach the Knicks, man, do your thing. And I agree with Corey. I feel like that's not a good decision for you because you're going to go from LeBron AD to RJ Barrett.
Yeah, and I think the Knicks, I think they're probably thinking that they're probably going to get the number one pick. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, you see what happened the last time that they thought they were going to get the number one pick. They were supposed to get Zion Williamson. Mm-hmm. They had their eye on Kyrie. They had their eye on Kevin Durant. And all of it went to crap. Like, they didn't even get a chance to get any of those players. And they had to settle mm-hmm. for RJ Barrett. And then most of their starting roster consists of, you know, power forwards. Like, that's why they're not going to be successful for a while. Like, they don't have the foundational pieces. They don't have the front office that's, you know, worth anything. I just don't see them thriving or doing anything special in New York.
Yeah, same here, man. The Knicks franchise is going to be the same until James Dolan sells the team because James Dolan is not a great owner. You know what I mean? And who wants to go play for the Knicks? You know what I mean? I know that rumor with Kevin Durant. Remember that article that they got posted on the Knicks feed? They just had bad luck with free agents, you know? And I won't be surprised if they don't get the first pick, won't be surprised. I won't be surprised if they get, like, the seventh or ninth pick, you know? The Knicks are who they are. Then always will be the Knicks. You know what I mean? That's why Stephen A. Smith doesn't like the Knicks anymore. That's why Max Kellerman left the Knicks, you know? And C.J. James, I know you're a Knicks fan. Come leave the Knicks and join the Lakers. So we'll take you on, man.
Yeah, definitely, man. Like, Lakers have always been my team, but you know, like you said, with the Knicks, don't see Jason Kidd, you know, being able to turn that culture around. I just can't see it. I mean, he struggled when he was in Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's not that far from them anyway. So I mean, I just don't see why he would want to go back to New York.
Yeah, most definitely, man. Jason Kidd, man, he's a great coach. He's a great coach if he has talent on it. You know what I mean? Because I feel like if you put Jason Kidd with this Laker team, like if it was not Frank Vogel, if it was Jason Kidd instead of Frank Vogel, I think Lakers would still have the same record, 49-14. Jason Kidd's a great talent coach, but he just doesn't have the right. Every time he has, when he went to Milwaukee, he had Giannis Antetokounmpo, and he went to Brooklyn, he didn't have that much players in Brooklyn. If he goes to the New York Knicks. Good luck, man. Good luck, Jessica. Good luck. Beg for star players. Or just tell if you have an interview with the Knicks, just say, hey, you got to get star players here or I'm not coming. If you get star players here, I'm coming. But if not, I'm bouncing. I'm staying with the Lakers. But we'll see what happens.
Shout out to Jack. Jack says the Knicks had that opportunity to bring in a big star. I do agree with that. I mean, they lost a lot of talent. And over the years, they've botched drafts. They've botched head coach opportunities. Even Phil Jackson, the Zen master, the greatest coach ever, could not turn around the Knicks. I mean,
that's crazy. Who would have thought? I thought Phil would turn around that team and get the right players. And I just really feel like it falls on the owner. And if James Dolan sells the team, they'll get back to winning 100%.
Yeah, I mean, I think they would have an opportunity. I think that they just need someone that's going to be at the helm, that's going to, you know, change that culture of that team. Because right now, not a lot of people is looking at that as a free agent destination. New York is, you know, the Big Apple is a big city, bright lights, it's a big, huge market. You know, if anybody, but it's just getting one star player. Like, if they would have got Kevin Durant, other players would have probably wanted to come over there and play. But Kevin Durant said no, Kyrie said no, and they're back at square one.
Even Anthony Davis said no, too.
Yeah, I mean, Anthony Davis wasn't going over there. I mean, we already know where he was trying to go. He was trying to play with the King.
Yeah, he was trying to play with LeBron, and I'm interested to see how tomorrow goes with the sense of the whole Dwight thing, and I'm just interested to see how it goes tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, he's a great foundational piece that we have. He's a, you know, one of those Cinderella stories. We didn't really expect a whole lot from Dwight. If we can, you know, my thing when we signed Dwight, I said, man, if he can just redirect some shots, grab some rebounds, and get us 10 points. Mm-hmm. Or whatever, I'm satisfied with that. I mean, mm-hmm. like, we're not looking for Orlando Magic Dwight Howard, you know, where he was Defensive Player of the Year. You're not that no more. You've had a lot of stops. You had a lot of head-scratching stops that you really didn't do anything. You didn't do anything with Atlanta. You didn't do anything with Charlotte. You know, even the last team that he got traded to, they end up saying that we'd rather just get rid of you because you're not playing here. Like, we don't need you here. And so that's when the Lakers, you know, gave him a shot. When Boogie went down, they gave him a non-guaranteed contract, had low expectations. They pretty much gave him the orders that, hey, you know, this is it. You know, you come in here, we're going to bring you in, you know, see what you got. But you have a non-guaranteed contract. Thing is, he turned everything around. He was a defensive threat again. Mm-hmm. He was grabbing rebounds. He was blocking shots. He was out there shooting three-pointers. You know, he was a totally different player. Not the same player that he was in Orlando. I don't want, don't quote me on saying that, but he was different. And I feel like if he sits out, a part of our team's success was the play of Dwight Howard.
Yeah, I could agree 100%. Dwight changed his game. He got better defensively. Free throws got him, improved everything. He just worked on his game during the summer. And if he, like, if tomorrow, breaking news, Dwight says he's going to opt out. Like, if tomorrow, wake up, Shams tweets, breaking news, Dwight opts out of Orlando. He's not playing the bubble. It's going to suck, but we just got to run with it. We got to pick up our big boy pants as a fan and let the Lakers get what they want. Just let's run it, you know? We got to go compete for that championship.
Yep. I mean, I feel like it's going to be a lot tougher. Like, our route to the championship has really gotten a lot tougher over the last couple of days. Like, I'm looking at it like, oh my god, like, I don't know what the team is going to look like and who's going to the bubble.
Yeah, it's going to be difficult, but sometimes LeBron goes through difficult situations and wins championships. That's how I always see how LeBron is. You know, it's going to be crazy. And Lou Williams, I heard, might be sitting out too, 50-50. So if the Clippers lose Lou Williams, that's going to impact their team too. So it's just like, it's crazy. Trevor Ariza sat out. He's sitting out. And Botons from Washington sitting out too. So there's Avery Bradley, Trevor Ariza, and Botons. So three players are sitting out. So there's going to be probably more players sitting out. We're going to have so much news tomorrow on players sitting out.
Well, I mean, if that's the case, then it'll be a level playing field for the Lakers then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, that would definitely be a level playing field. But I would just need to see what players are coming, which players are not. You know, I just really want to see what the bubble is going to look like. What, you know, even if there is still a factor that we might not still have a season.
Yeah.
I mean, that's still on the table, too. I mean, we haven't really heard anything about it. But, I mean, it's just too much stuff that's up in the air.
Yeah, because I know on Saturday I sent you guys the link about NBA's concerned about the virus going up now in Florida. And Adam Silver said that he thinks that bubble is going to work. So we just got to just wait and see what happens, you know?
Florida may have just become the epicenter for the coronavirus.
Really?
Yeah. Like, the numbers are really rising. It's not looking good out there right now.
And if they cancel the season, Lakers get it. The season, they get an A. They don't get any Fs. You know, like, I'm expecting it to cancel. You know, I know they agreed to the deals and stuff, But if Adam Silver pulls the plug, we can't get mad at him. You know, health is more important than the NBA game.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, why can't we be like baseball? Baseball figured it out. Why can't we? Baseball starts. They agreed on it, and they're gonna start. So.
Yeah, baseball's coming back.
I hate baseball. You watch baseball?
I just want the Dodgers to win, so another team in Los Angeles can win another championship. You know what I mean? If they win,
Magic still own them?
I don't know.
Or does he like have a ownership stake in?
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he does. He comes in and out. Every time I see him at Dodger games on TV, he's at the Dodger games and just gives the team advice.
Part of why they lost.
Yeah, that's crazy.
He sucks as being a GM or any kind of leadership role. He just works well as just being that ambassador.
Yeah, I totally agree, 100%. But it is what it is at this point, you know. And Magic just tweeted that losing Avery Bradley is going to be tough for the Lakers to win the championship.
Man, I echo that 100%. Yeah. Echo that 100%.
Yeah, and I agree, but we have LeBron James, and LeBron did come back down 3-1, and anything is possible with LeBron at this point in his career.
LeBron James is also 35 years old in his 17th season.
Yeah.
We've seen, you know, situations where we've seen that. But hopefully, their optimism proves to be right. It's definitely going to be tough. We're going to really need AD to step up.
Needs to play like Shaq.
We're talking about LeBron and putting it on, but LeBron days are carrying the whole entire team. That's over. Mm-hmm. He cannot do it alone anymore. He's proven himself time and time again before. We're going to need another superstar to step up, and that's why we mortgaged the team to get Anthony Davis in Los Angeles. We mortgaged our whole entire young core group to get this generational talented player, and then we're still going to delegate everything on LeBron James in his 17th season. We need AD to step up and be a dominant big man. We need LeBron to facilitate the basketball, also get his shot going, and that offense will flow through AD. The offense must come through Anthony Davis.
Yes, 100%. And AD, you can shoot threes, but don't rely on them getting the post, go to work. We see you do it. You know, once you turn on the switch, you're unguardable. No one can guard you. Go by him easy.
Stay
keep doing your thing, AD.
Three-pointer.
Yes.
He was 30-something percent from three-pointer. We don't need him out there. We need him back to the basket, doing what he does in the post, the mid-range. Stay out of the three-point. I mean, here and there, take a three, but do not fall in love with that three-pointer. Do not.
Don't pull into a Brook Lopez.
Brook Lopez can shoot that thing, man. Yeah. Don't get it twisted.
Yeah, I know, but Brook Lopez has a good offensive game in the post. Post up, fade away, up and under, you know?
I done seen Brook get hot.
Yeah, same, but I'd rather go down there and play bully ball.
Yeah, that's what we need. We need him down there. Like nobody can guard AD when he cooking down there in the post, man.
No.
Like, nobody. Like, name me a center right now that can contend with AD in the post if he got that thing cooking.
I'm going to say, what about Joel Embiid?
If he ain't sick.
What about, according to Clipper fans, they got Montrezl Harrell and Zubac.
Stop it.
Yeah, I would always tell Clipper Darryl, nobody on the Clippers can guard AD. And he mentioned Zubac and Montrezl Harrell.
The best center that I think that would come right behind AD would be Jokic.
Yeah, Jokic, the Joker. Speaking of the Joker, Jokic, he tested positive for the virus. Yeah, and also two Suns players tested positive for the virus.
Wow.
And the Lakers did do some testing today on their players and coaches today. I guess they did a little swab thing in the nose and whatever. So we'll find out in 24 hours, you know. I guarantee you, if you see a big superstar in the Lakers get it or diagnosed with the positive test, guarantee you, I'm sure he's going to pull the plug.
Definitely.
If LeBron got it, you know I'm sure he's going to. It's game.
Yeah.
But hope not. Hope this does not happen. Hope it's a negative test. Hope everything that they got tested, hope it's negative, negative, negative.
Yeah, I mean, I just hope this season is not in jeopardy.
At this point, if it gets canceled, we just gotta run with it. We just gotta, you know, I would have to find something else to talk about. Maybe Charger season or something if the season gets canceled. You know, I'll do a recap of the season, and Lakers would get an A+. I wouldn't give anybody on this Laker team an F unless it's KCP playing defense. No, I'm kidding.
Man, KCP made Kobe walk out.
Yeah. I know, I'd just be trolling on them. But, hey, he has to step up, too. You know, everybody, even Caruso, Rondo, Morris brother has stepped up. Markieff Morris has stepped up. And also, too, we can get G League players and stuff. They might have to step up, too. You never know. You know, Kumpo's brother might have to get thrown in there. You never know what the possibility is for them.
Yeah, we can add those two-way players. So, hopefully... you know, I don't know what he has, man. Cause I remember the only time I remember him when he played for the Dallas Mavericks, and he played that one game against Milwaukee against his brother.
Yeah.
Then the Mavericks cut him. We got him, and then he went back to the G League. So I'm not sure what he has.
Maybe we're getting him to recruit him. His brother's probably putting in the word. Nah, kidding.
That'd be good, but I doubt it. I honestly don't look at Giannis as being that type of player that, you know, start chasing, you know, rings or something like that. He looks like he's different. I feel like he's loyal. Like, I don't think he'll ever leave Milwaukee. Like, I might be wrong, but he just don't look like that type of player. Like, I'm going to just go be, you know, just go chase a team or try to stack a team up. I just think that he tries to that old school grit and grind player. Like, I got drafted by this team. I'm going to win with this team, or I'm going to retire, you know, as this team. I think that he reminds me more so of those old school players that kind of frown upon players moving around to chase championships. I just don't see him as that type of player that would, you know, leave Milwaukee to get an easy ring.
Yeah, I could see Kumpo staying with Milwaukee, but I know that rumor about him going to stay. He ain't going there. Him coming to LA, I don't think he's going to come. I feel like he's going to be in Milwaukee, but you never know. These players that get drafted say they're, oh, we're going to stay forever. Then they bounce. So, you know, we'll see what happens. Milwaukee has to get another superstar in Milwaukee for Milwaukee to contend in the sense of, like, if I was Kumpo, but you got to get me some more help, you know, another superstar with me.
They're well coached.
Yeah, they're well coached.
They got some shooters around him. Like, don't get it twisted. Mm-hmm. They don't really need another superstar because they run the Eastern Conference. Whenever Kawhi bolted, whenever LeBron got out of there, it's wide open for Milwaukee. The biggest teams in the East right now is Boston, Milwaukee, and Philadelphia.
Yeah, that's speaking of Philly, man. If they stay healthy, or they're probably all healthy, but you think Philly can go all the way? Or do you think Joel Embiid's going to do something immature and get kicked out?
No, sir. They're not going to be able to do anything. Their biggest shot was when they got Jimmy Butler and when they let him walk in free agency. Like, they're not going to be able to do anything.
Yeah.
I mean, I like their concept. Mm-hmm. I like the way they play. I think they're missing something. Joel Embiid is going to have to lock in and actually take this serious because he's always playing around all the time. Like, he's too immensely talented not to take diet and exercise seriously.
Yeah, maybe he needs to go somewhere else to understand that, you know what I mean? But you know what the Philly really needs? They need an actual point guard.
Yeah. I think that Ben Simmons is more than capable of being their point guard, but they needed. I mean, they had a point guard, but they let him go to New Orleans. They had J.J. Redick, but
no, they didn't
go to New Orleans.
They need to try to somehow get Chris Paul in Philly somehow.
I don't know. I mean, you just can't stick Chris Paul on any team like that. I mean, I really didn't think he was going to do anything with Oklahoma. I thought that really, you know, when they sent him over there, that he wasn't going to really thrive that well. But he's actually looking pretty good along with that other good Shea Gilchrist or something like that.
Alexander. I just say Alexander.
Yeah, he's pretty good. I like him. I like his game. I think they got him from the Clippers.
Yeah, for basically Paul George. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah,
but he shaped out to be pretty good, though.
Yeah, he's talented, but whoever wins this championship out of the bubble, if the season does happen, we keep saying if, but if the season does happen and we playoffs, and whoever wins the championship, it's not going to be no abstract title. It ain't going to be the COVID-19 championship. It's going to be an NBA championship. They put their blood, sweat, and tears into that. They still finished the season. You know what I mean? And I already know if the Lakers win it, LeBron's going to get bashed for winning the title. And he got lucky, this and this. Put respect on LeBron James's name.
I mean, they have to at this point.
Because I know for a fact if Kawhi won the championship, everybody in media would be like, oh, it counts as a championship. So,
bro, I'm going to tell you this right now. I don't know what the Clippers did when they created the Clippers, but they have some kind of bad omen. They will never win a championship. I'm quote me right now. The Clippers will never win a championship.
Facts.
As they share a building with the Los Angeles Lakers.
Facts.
Change, you know, go to another city because the Lakers still run Los Angeles.
West Coast, man. And the Clipperdale, I'm telling you, man, the Clippers will never win. We still got that bet. You feel me? We still got that bet, and I'm coming for Clipper fans when we win this championship.
Like, the Clippers have always long have been the laughing stock of the NBA. How are they going to, you know, just emerge out of that and be the favorites to win this year's title? Please.
I don't know. Maybe because Kawhi won it in the first year in Toronto, maybe they're basing it off of that. You never know. So, but for me,
I mean, let's even talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, all the injuries that Golden State suffered, Kevin Durant came in that one game,
yep,
and he was cooking them for 11 minutes. I mean, he ripped off I don't know how many threes in just 11 minutes. If he wouldn't have got hurt, if Klay wouldn't have went down, they would have swept them easily.
Yep, facts. Facts, 100%.
Easily. Like, there was no question. Like, whenever I saw that the Golden State Warriors were going to play the Toronto Raptors, I said, that's going to be an easy, you know, sweep. Mm-hmm. But then we didn't know Kevin Durant's status. Then when he came back in that one game, he shifted the tide. Like, they, you know, got their confidence back because Steph Curry, he's not a leader. He's just a guy that can get hot and shoot. But he can't. He's never took over a playoff series with just him. He's never just say, okay, give me the ball and you get out the way. That's not his game. He needs other players. Even this year, when Klay didn't come back, when they didn't have Kevin Durant, what did he do? He got hurt. And then when he did get hurt, I feel like, you know, when he broke his hand, before he even did that, he wasn't even doing anything. Like, I mean, that was his time to prove that he was the guy, that he was the leader of that team. And he can't carry them, not by himself.
Yeah, I see what you're saying about Stephen Curry. You know what I mean? You know, he only had one good year where he took over. It was when he won MVP, and that was about it, you know?
He's never won a finals MVP.
There we go.
He's never won a finals MVP. That's what counts. I mean, that's fine that you won a unanimous MVP. You're the only person in the league that done that. Hats off to you. But when it comes down to the hardware, he has, even that one year, Iggy got finals MVP.
I think Curry should have got it.
Why? Iggy won lockdown LeBron.
I feel like Curry hit big time shots, but it's defense, offense. So, but Iguodala did make big time shots though.
Yeah, he had that one. I think that Steve Kerr really stumbled upon that decision to insert Iggy into the starting lineup because it was a head scratcher. Because you know, he was just playing around with the rotation, stuck him in there, and then found out that he could stop LeBron. LeBron couldn't score on him. And then he can, you know, also play on the other end of the court. He can get you big threes and stuff like that. So they put him in there, and it was gold. They won the championship, and Iggy got finals MVP.
Yeah, is that why Draymond Green cried in the car for KD when they lost?
Definitely. This man was on vacation, you know, and then you got Steph Curry, Draymond, and Klay interrupting this man's vacation. Come on, man. We need you to come out here to Golden State. LeBron is over here running amok over here in Cleveland. We don't know what we're going to do. And so, you know what, man? You know, I come and save y'all. So he came out of there, man, and won them two championships.
Let me ask you this. If Kevin Durant and they get injured in that playoffs and they won it, do you think KD would still be a Warrior?
No. He would have left. You can't call a man the B-word and stay there. Like, this is my teammate. This is my brother. And you called me that on national TV. You humiliated me. And the city doesn't respect me. The city doesn't respect me. Steph Curry, this is his city. People revere him in this city. I'm the afterthought. I'm the one that helped them win this championship. I'm the one that made them unstoppable. And I don't get no credit.
They took KD for granted. They took Kevin Durant for granted over there.
I got to go.
Yep, I feel it.
You know, I don't think that they're going to do a damn thing in Brooklyn. I can tell you that right now. Him and Kyrie, those are two combustible attitudes. I don't feel like neither one of them is any leadership. Now, don't get me wrong. Kevin Durant, you know, put him on any team, you know, they're going to be an instant playoff contender. Can't nobody stop Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant is probably, when healthy, I'm going to regret saying this, and you're probably going to hate me. Kevin Durant, when healthy, is the best player in the NBA.
Oh, I hear that all the time. You know, Stephen A. Smith said that too. He was be saying if he's healthy, he's the best player in the league.
Who's going to stop a 7-footer that can shoot threes and stretch the floor like that? He's 7 foot tall, and his shot goes up at a 10 foot apex.
Yeah, it's,
you're not blocking that.
No, he gets hot. Once he gets hot, it's look out. So that's why I think the season needs to come back, and we gotta get to championship, man. Because I feel like Brooklyn's gonna be a contender, but I feel like you said, Kyrie, man.
Yeah, Kyrie, man. He just breaks teams, man.
I'm so glad he didn't come to the Lakers now. Yeah, because I feel like if he would have came, him and LeBron would have gotten into it, we'd be in storylines every day.
Yeah, it's just, it's strange. That's all it is. It's just a little strange. I mean,
yeah, but.
So, final thoughts, man. Take us out.
Laker Nation, if Dwight sits out, if he announces it, we just got to wait. If he does, don't bash him. Respect the decision. Respect his vision. You feel me? And that's all I have to say, man. Laker now.
Lakers Now, you have listened to a live broadcast of Lakers Now. I'm your host, Corey Harrison, co-host, Big Baby Jonathan, and we are out.
Peace out, Laker Nation.